Welcome to The Europeans, the podcast that tries to talk about Europe in the least boring way possible. And I'm here as ever with my usual co-host, Dominic Kramer.
Hello, Katie Lee.
And also two sort of special guests. Hello, producers Katz and Wojciech.
Hello.
Hi.
I actually had a really stressful dream last night, guys.
Oh no, what was it?
I dreamt that we weren't actually recording a podcast this morning. Dominic, I was in one of your operas and I had forgotten that I was also an opera singer. And I had to learn how to sing really well, really quickly. And yeah, it was a kind of variant of the usual stress dream where like I'm in high school and I have to do my maths exam and I can't remember how to do maths. But worse, much worse, because it involved performing in front of a bunch of people.
I have that dream all the time too. I'm so sorry I've infected you with that dream.
I also have these dreams. I think these are like post-traumatic dreams for people who are in like performing industries.
Oh, that you are trying to drum something on stage and you don't remember it?
It's usually I go on stage and then I'm supposed to play the instrument I never played and the music is really complicated.
Well, lucky for us, this isn't a nightmare. This is a lovely dream because we're actually here to make some exciting announcements.
It's true. But I mean, it does feel a bit like that dream because I also don't know how we're going to order this conversation. Where should we start?
Well, probably the obvious place to start is a very exciting piece of news that we're joining a club.
Yes, we are. A club of European radio stations. And obviously, we're not a radio station, but we do work in audio. And we're going to be joining our radio siblings to be part of this network of radio stations that report on European affairs. It's called Euronet Plus. And I have to admit that it took me months of like talking about this idea before I realized that it's Euronet, not Euronet. So European Radio Network Plus.
Oh my God, I haven't figured that out.
I'm so pleased I'm not the only one. Oh my God, that makes me feel so much better.
European Radio Network Plus, got it.
I'm really, really glad that you guys have all worked this out just in time. But it's really exciting because there are some really quite big deal radio stations involved in this partnership that we're joining for the next 2 years at least, including the national public broadcasters of several countries, including Belgium and Romania and Latvia, and then also some pretty big commercial radio partners in countries like Greece. And then there's us. So it's pretty cool.
And the goal is basically to inform European citizens about the most important EU-related topics. It's been around for quite a while. Each station has its own EU-focused show. And basically, they stay in touch with each other about their coverage. They get together and they talk about what's going on in each country and just make sure that it all feels and is a bit more European rather than national.
What does it mean for the podcast?
As much as it sounds like a massive change, it doesn't change anything for our listeners, so the podcast remains free for everyone, wherever you get it. The most exciting upside of this new collaboration is that from now on, we'll have access to local reporting in all of these countries, more than a dozen countries, and every time we have a question, we can just call our local friend and ask them about very specific and local insight about something happening in one of those countries.
There might also be a bit more content overall, and there's a bit more video content coming to our YouTube channel, so go and check us out there. And there are also a few other things, projects that we're going to be doing with Euronet Plus behind the scenes, including working on some fact-checking projects and helping the other radio stations develop a social media strategy around podcasts.
The other thing we should mention is that Euronet Plus is funded by the European Commission through a grant.
Okay, so that is where some people might have some alarm bells ringing and thinking, oh God, has the Europeans, my favourite independent podcast about European politics, has it given away its editorial independence? Are we going to become some kind of propaganda mouthpiece for the European Commission? Are we, guys?
Yes.
Okay, great. Ursula forever.
The evil commission.
We love the ponies, we hate the wolves.
That's a deep cut. No, it does not mean that. We can say categorically that we remain 100% editorially independent. We can still criticize the European Commission as much as we want, and we'll carry on doing that regularly, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, just to clarify, since the beginning, this podcast has been made by people who love Europe, who care a lot about the future of Europe. But that doesn't mean necessarily being completely uncritical about the EU when it does have shortcomings. So we've signed a charter of editorial independence as part of this grant. It means the European Commission cannot just say, hey guys, can you make things a little bit more propagandary, please? So that feels really, really comforting as we move forward, because this is a really amazing thing that we're part of, but that is so important to us, being editorially independent.
And thank God we live in a democracy where that's possible.
For now. So it is really exciting news, and it does bring us some funding, which is extremely welcome because, as you know, every single week we bang on about the fact that making what we do is really expensive and it's just really, really difficult to keep going. So it does bring us a little bit of financial security. Does it mean, though, that people can just like stop worrying about us and everything's fine and they don't need to support the show anymore, Dominic?
I wish. But sadly, it doesn't. It, as you say, it does give us some security, but we've got a budget for this year. And even with this grant, we are really dependent on our Patreon support in order to be able to make everything we need to make. Because also, as is often the case with a grant like this, it comes with reporting requirements that will take up a lot of time and cost money. It comes with extra things that we have to start doing. So it's not like we're just getting this money for free to make our normal podcast. And we really need to have continued listener support. Otherwise, it's not going to be possible.
Yeah, I feel like we hinted at it, but like at the end of 2023 for a few weeks, it really looked like we were going to have to go on hiatus because we just didn't have the funding, which was scary. Like it could have meant the end of the podcast. And that's really not the only moment that we've had to have that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, just a few months ago, Katz, let's be honest, you were thinking, oh, maybe I should throw this all in and go and concentrate on rewilding.
Yeah, absolutely. I just felt like we couldn't do this job anymore.
But we can.
But now we can. No buffaloes for me.
On the very positive side, this grant was only possible thanks to your support, because we had enough money to invest the time into trying to get into this consortium, which was really time consuming. And also I wanted to say that now we finally have some breathing room to really start thinking long term, because up until now we were just in constant survival mode where we never knew what's going to come in the next few months. And now we are laying out a plan of development, of growth in the next 2 years. And we really, really hope it's a big, what's that thing? Big, hairy, audacious goal.
Yes.
That's something I've learned really recently. Very proud of that.
From my husband.
Yeah, from your husband. Yeah. So our big, hairy, audacious goal is to grow this podcast a lot and make it as sustainable as possible by the end of 2026, so that we could continue with your support and remain independent and remain going.
Yay.
Honestly, it's never felt more important that independent European media is able to keep functioning. I mean, we've all seen the state of the world right now. So thank you all so much for your support. It is great that we have access to this grant funding and access to this network, and it is very, very exciting. But we do still very much need your support to keep doing our work. And we wouldn't be here without you.
Yes, thank you all so much. There's also some other news.
Yeah, apparently. Should I announce it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, well, this July, I am due to give birth to another tiny Frenchman.
Yay!
KatieNet Plus.
KatieNet Plus. I'm having another baby.
That's such good news and slightly terrifying for the podcast.
Don't worry, guys. We're in very good hands, I think. You are going to be hearing from me a little bit less, obviously, in the second half of this year. But you are going to be hearing from some other really cool people, which I'm excited to listen to.
Yes, we're going to be working more with our producer, Morgan Childs, in Prague, who we've been working with for over a year now, I think. But we've done this before. Katie's had a baby before. It's going to be fine, right, guys? And we learned a lot of lessons the first time.
Many lessons.
This time we're going to try and bother Katie a little bit less on WhatsApp.
You didn't bother me at all. I did come and help co-host the Oatly mini series about 10 days after giving birth. And I think I won't be doing that this time.
No, that was a mistake. And with that in mind, there's some news for our special crowdfunded series, Who Does It Best, right?
Yes, there is. So just a reminder for those of you who haven't heard about it, Who Does It Best is a series that we're making this year, 100% crowdfunded by you, our listeners, that aims to investigate which country in Europe has the best and most cleverly designed policies on a bunch of different issues, actually. We're starting by making three episodes. One about housing policy, one about the different childcare systems in place across Europe, and one about the huge variety of legislation that there are in different countries around drugs in Europe. I was really excited to be making the episode about childcare. I've been really struck by just how different the experiences of my friends in different countries has been when it comes to the childcare that they have access to and how much it costs. Also, how much choice they have about when they go back to work. There's also some variation in how good their kids' experience has been. So I was really looking forward to getting my teeth stuck into all of these questions. But now that I am slightly ironically going to be doing childcare full time for most of the second half of this year, I have decided that I'm going to step back and let somebody else report that podcast episode for us. And we've found some great people to do that, haven't we?
Yeah, so a bit of an anecdote here. We were looking for an European person that could do this for quite a long time. And then one day I just recalled that I listened to an episode on another podcast where I heard a very nice, friendly, relaxed reporter from Slovenia. And when we Googled her, it turned out that she has the most popular show about parenting in Slovenia.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Maja Stepančić, and together with Ursula Zaleteli, they co-host the show Šala za starše, a Radio Slovenia show about parenting, and this is the biggest show about parenting in Slovenia.
I was also excited to hear that apparently their show is quite popular among non-parents.
Yeah, I really like that because, you know, one of my main concerns with this episode specifically is that, like, people just think, oh, this is an episode for people that have kids. And it absolutely isn't, you know, because obviously what we do with the young people, the youngest people in society, is really important for all of us. So I really am very excited about you guys all making an episode that is going to be just as fun and interesting and enlightening for people who don't have kids to listen to as people who do.
Yeah, Wojciech and Katie, your children are going to be paying my pension, so thanks.
You're welcome.
One of the other things that Katie usually does on these special series is she is like a fiendish editor.
Fiendish?
Rude.
Understandably, she didn't want to do that whilst she was giving birth to a child and caring for it in its first weeks of life. So we found an amazing editor to replace her.
Yeah, I'm also really excited about this. I definitely am not quite finished grieving Katie's absence in this series, but it does give us the great opportunity to work with a bunch of other really talented radio people, which is a dream we've had for a very long time. So the replacement editor is Jasmine Baomi, who is based in Berlin. And she is going to be supporting us through this wild journey of who does it best. And I really, really cannot wait. She has worked on a bunch of big podcasts, an English show for Al Jazeera. She has her own recently launched show called Little Devils, which I can highly recommend.
Me too. It's great.
So good.
Go check out all of their work and stay tuned to hear how these people make our team even better.
And in the meantime, Katia Wojciech, you are busy getting on with your episodes of this mini-series about housing policy and which country in Europe has the best housing policy, and also drugs policy and how to balance this, you know, really tricky thing between personal freedom and the freedom to do what you want and also tackle the downsides of addiction on society. How's the reporting going?
Reporting is very much rolling, and I actually have a request to our listeners. As I got my teeth stuck into this, I realized that something that we are going to have to talk about is the awkward dynamics around owning and renting in our generation and wealth discrepancy. I thought it was interesting. I recently heard an episode on The Guardian about two friends who were finding it difficult to stay close because one of them was a mother and the other one was not. And I actually noticed that I find it more difficult to talk about the difference between owning a house and renting than about being a parent or not. Mm. So I'm really curious how other people are experiencing that.
Yeah, it feels like a big kind of elephant in the room social divide that we just don't really talk about very much. So I'm really interested to hear, as you say, people's experiences of navigating this really awkward division that we have in society from all around Europe. Send them in by email, hello@europeanspodcast.com. And Wojciech, how's the reporting on the drugs episode going?
It's going really well. I have 7 countries mapped in my research table and I have to narrow this down. But actually, I have to tell you that this is such a vast topic, and just it depends so much on which drugs do you want to look into. The policies are very different and they impact our lives in very different ways, but I really get to understand a lot, and I've been reading a lot of regulations and a lot of policies that swirl around Europe, and I hope that by the end of the reporting phase I will have some understanding of like how to really tackle this problem in the most complex ways, because some countries are very specific in a way they tackle one drug but not the others, and I think this is something that they could really share more between themselves. And yeah, I'm really excited where it's gonna lead me. Also, all these countries are countries that are just blissful to visit, so stay tuned.
How convenient.
Oh, yes. Some of them are very close to Poland, so I'll be driving a lot. And also, I'll be very, very needy when it comes to voice memos, because a lot of things that are in the law look good, but I really want to know how is your experience with those regulations, because, for example, what is regulated in Poland and the way it really looks, is these are two different worlds.
Mm. Yeah, and honestly, we're so grateful already for all the input we've had from listeners. We did a call out months ago asking for input on these three topics for places or policies that people want us to look into. And we got such an amazing response, and that really helps us have a richer series.
Absolutely.
So thank you not only for giving money that means that this podcast can be made possible, but for lending us your brains.
Thanks, brains.
As you can hear, there's a lot going on at the podcast at the moment. So we're going to leave it there for today, but we will have a full normal episode in your feeds dropping on Thursday, as usual. Until then, check us out on all the socials. Well, on some of the socials. You can find us on Instagram, Blue Sky, and...
YouTube.
Go and check us out on YouTube. It's fun over there.
That's all for now, but we will see you on Thursday.
Hasta la próxima.
Bye-bye.
Salut.
На свидание.